And that time again to welcome John and Teresa Whitty into our Q92 studios.
Man, here. The weeks just fly by during the summer, don't they, Paul?
They sure do. I thought we were just here doing this last week. Right, Teresa?
That's right.
Was it warm enough for you?
Oh, yeah. This is good corn and bean growing weather.
That's right.
We were gone for a couple days over the weekend, and we came back. And it's always fun this time of year to just get away from the crops for a couple days and come back and see how much they've advanced. Mm-hmm. I like that.
So. Yeah, they grow like 4 or 5 inches a day sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Good. And I know how much Teresa loves the hot weather.
Yes, it's been awfully hot, though, you know, recently, but very, very humid. But I'm not complaining too much.
There you go. I am.
But we were outside yesterday, and the mosquitoes, we kind of stopped, and we're just quiet. And the howl that we had of mosquitoes around, it kind of makes you feel small and pressed down or something. And, yeah, we didn't stay outside much longer after that. They weren't hitting us yet or biting us yet, but it was only a matter of minutes, and they would have found us. And yeah, that's going now.
So this kind of weather, Paul, is when we need to talk about protecting our computer equipment.
Absolutely.
Because thunderstorms, lightning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's the subject today then, Teresa?
Surge protectors. Yeah.
You know, a fun fact, though, lightning is not the number one reason for burnouts for products.
Mm-hmm. What is?
Power spikes and surges from your own, you know, refrigerator kicking on and off and things like that. That's actually the most common. But lightning's the most obvious. You know,
well,
flash,
we usually,
bang,
after a big storm, we usually get at least one or two computers in that have been fried.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That often,
And sometimes, you know, if they're lucky, it's just the power supply, but often it's the motherboard as well, and then you kind of have to scrap the whole thing.
That'd be kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So what exactly is a surge protector? What exactly is it?
You know what a power strip is, right? Yep. You plug it into the wall, and then you got, you know, a bunch of outlets that you can plug in. And power strips don't really provide any protection. It's just like plugging it into your wall. But when you put a surge protector in there, it looks just like a power strip. They can be just as cheap, but John's going to explain actually what they do.
Yeah.
How do you know you have a surge protector? Should we talk about that later?
Well, I think another important question is to know if your surge protector is still actually protecting from surges.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. But so basically, I like to, when I talk about electricity and circuits and things like that, I always like to use a garden hose example or a water hose, right? So you've got a certain amount of pressure in that hose. You know, that's your voltage that goes through there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a spike, you know, somebody turns up, you know, way high and sending three times more water down that hose, something's going to have to give. You know, it's going to go out the hose more. Or in a case of a surge protector, there's like a little release valve on the side. And during that surge, the water, the same amount comes out the end, but the overflow or the excess is coming out into this little reservoir. Okay. And so over time, that reservoir fills up. Okay. And the size of that reservoir is measured in joules. So you'll see there's lots of different numbers.
That's what wattage. I just knew the more joules, the better.
Yeah. Joules are always good, right? But so a lot of people have surge protectors on, but they've been used up to the point their tank is full. They should replace their surge protector. And, you know, as a general rule, if you haven't been hit by a power surge, but you've had the same power strip for 5, 10, 20 years down behind, you know, collecting dust underneath your desk.
Teresa looks down right below you by your feet. There was a bunch of stuff there.
You need to replace it. They're too cheap to purchase to not keep those common. A lot of them come with an indicator light saying it's still protecting. Mm-hmm. And that light goes off when it's, you know, use all its joules up. And so that...
So a surge protector gets full in a way?
In a sense, it gets full. It wears out over time. Yeah, because it's the metals that they use. There's gases. There's a one way to do the trigger. Mm-hmm. There's different metals that it sends the excess through. Again, it's just... using the water analogy, it's like a tank. Mm-hmm. And that eventually gets full and the things don't work like it's supposed to anymore.
Right. And if you do get a large surge, like a lightning strike, then you should replace it right away.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So that's the very most basic idea behind what the surge protector does.
Did you know that most surge protectors come with a warranty?
No, I did not.
On your stuff that's plugged into them?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know mm-hmm. that.
Some of them even, you know, as much as like $300,000.
So it'll warranty your computer?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Anything is, as long as you're, you know, and I have to add a caveat there that
yes.
I have never known anybody that
that's
has
true.
That has tried or gotten that money. So, but it's kind of a peace of mind when yep. you see that, yep. you know. So
if you're that kind of person that, you know, saves your receipts and documentation, you know, if you buy a surge protector, keep that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question. If a thunderstorm's rolling in with lightning and everything, and I have a surge protector, should I still unplug it from the wall?
Still the best practice okay. to unplug it from the wall.
But yeah. that surge protector will protect you from lightning strikes and
well, and like John said, surges. Unless it's full or unless it's too old or, you know,
yep.
I mean, you can't be certain that it's going to protect you, but.
And okay. we also mentioned that, you know, if you've got like a coaxial cable from your TV server or something, there's more than one through the power lines is not the only way. The electricity
yeah.
from a lightning strike can enter your house.
Can come through the phone or through the network
yeah.
cable.
And so you also, when you're looking, shopping for one, you might want to make sure that it has a place to plug in your phone and your cable too. Mm. They don't cost any more with that. Another thing that I do when I'm looking for power protection and things like that is, you know, some of them are just a straight line, boom, 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 boom. And then they've got these, they're called wall warts. You've seen those AC-DC adapters, you know, those boxes that you plug
yep,
in.
Yep.
And
chargers
they
or
take
whatnot.
Three slots.
Yep.
So I like
they
to
take
get,
three slots up. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they cover and the other ones.
So off. I like the ones that are either side by side or you can turn them a little bit, you know, so they can do different angles. Otherwise, you usually waste about half of them if you've got a bunch right. of those wall warts
yeah.
that you plug into.
Yep. And always get more outlets than you think you need.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
Yep.
So, you know, like buying a basic UPS or, you know, surge protector, you know, you're looking at about $20-$30.
Mm-hmm.
If you find something cheaper online or something, you might want to check some things first. UL listing?
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
So UL listing is a way that different companies... Well, it's a testing laboratory, basically. It's called Underwriters Laboratories. And their job is to take all this electronic equipment and test it and certify it. So you can kind of get it. It gives it a grade. Mm. If you don't see that UL label on it, don't buy it. It's junk. You know, wow. It's probably made overseas, and it's
awesome.
It's not any good.
I didn't know
and
that.
There's and there the U is up a little higher and it's a little smaller than the L and oh. underneath that it says listed.
Yes.
Because
oh.
there's some
that,
fake ones out there.
It'll say UL and people say, oh, that's UL listed. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And then you can go to
wow,
the
that's
the,
interesting.
Yeah, you can Google it on the webs you know, the yep. website and it'll tell you you can look up the product and it'll tell you how many joules is listed up to, you know what, and ranking and things like that. And it's a total third party laboratory that does it for everything electronic and you know there's other yep. commercial products yep. that they do, but look for that UL listing. That's very important.
Good.
Now here's something. Somebody says, well, my computer is supposed to protect against those surges. That's what my power supply does. That's what, you know,
oh yeah,
somebody told me
you get that
when I bought
often?
The computer. Yeah, but it does to a point. The power supply can even out your power a little bit, but it's not made to handle, you know, those kinds of surges that we're talking about.
Yeah, and the spikes particular, they're the quick ones. They call a spike anything more than a nanosecond. A nanosecond is 1/1,000,000th of a second. That's pretty quick. And if it's not fast enough to, you know, have that gate open up and send it to the tank, in that one billionth of a second, then it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
So that's why you've had these products that you buy that, and the better the product, the more it's going to cost.
Right.
The best is to have a battery backup. And so what you're doing, you're basically just charging the battery from the power, and then the actual computer is powered by this battery. So it's a constant flow. And those are the safest, most long-lasting. But, you know, I've put power, you know, backup systems in for places, and it could be up to several hundred dollars.
Right.
You can get a basic one for about $100.
Okay.
But that's probably the best, absolute best you could do for safety.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Do you guys sell surge protectors?
We sure do.
All right.
We sure do. If
so
you need
run
one.
Down our RSI and get a surge protector.
That's
you
right.
If you have any questions about them or about what you are listing, you know, I go on all day about some of that nerdy stuff.
Yep.
But it's important stuff. There's a reason that that's a thing.
Yep.
You know, it protects consumers. And so just kind of be educated before you go out and buy, and don't just get the first thing you see, the cheapest thing you see necessarily.
Yep. I know here at the radio station, Maynard's just really specific about surge protectors and protecting
right.
all of our radio equipment.
That's, yeah, it's expensive stuff.
Well, people that have been had trouble with before, they're a lot more worried about that than the ones that haven't had a problem, because you probably odds are in Minnesota at some point you're going to have a surge or a spike that's going
right.
to take out something.
Yep. Okay, good subject again. Teresa, you're really coming up with some great subjects.
Well, thanks. There's so much to talk about all the time.
Last week we talked about the mouse.
The right click.
I've been so conscious of that since that show we did. No, right click on the mouse. There's a lot of information there.
Is. Honestly, there is.
I've even thought about it two times in the last week as I click around. Usually it's just a no-brainer, and I've been thinking about it. So it's good stuff.
All right. How can people get a hold of you if they have any questions for you?
Well, you can give me a call at 320-698-4747 or come visit us on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank.
Or you can always send us email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks, Teresa, again.
Thanks, Paul.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah.
John and Teresa Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Show.